You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. North Yorkshire's trading standards officers are targeting shops which sell e-cigarettes to people underage after a rise in complaints. David Miller, who's from the team, has been telling us what exactly they're doing to tackle the problem.
E-cigarettes aren't necessarily banned. Some establishments have taken the step to include that ban, and that's fine if they wish to do that. However, that's not prescribed in legislation. We're very careful to acknowledge e-cigarettes as a danger because it's clearly better than using traditional tobacco products. Nevertheless, it should only be used as a way of quitting normal smoking. We recognise that it is a growing trend in the community. There are a lot more shops than you used to see selling e-cigarettes. And we've also recognised that children have access to them as well. It might be a lack of awareness, but we have seen a growing number of complaints regarding e-cigarettes being sold to kids. And we've actually just recently undertaken a mini project, a mini survey, if you like, to see who would sell. And we used kids, 16, 17-year-olds, to attempt to purchase e-cigarettes. And we found that of 16 attempts, there was 10 sales, which is obviously quite a considerable amount. We've since revisited all of those businesses, and following a period of education, only one has failed a second test purchase. So clearly there's a willingness to engage with the whole strategy regarding the prevention of these types of age-restricted products to kids, but there's still further work that we need to do.
And as with counterfeit illicit tobacco, there are obviously safety concerns with e-cigarettes. So naturally, if you are buying them, you've got to buy them from a reputable retailer.
Absolutely. When you say safety concerns, yes, they should be bought from a reputable provider. There's still more work that needs to be done to look at the composition of the products. But like I said, they are typically a lot more safer than traditional tobacco. So if you are thinking of quitting tobacco, then go see the Stop Smoking Services in your area and inquire about getting access to them. If you need it, if you don't need them, then just quit without them, of course. But yeah, we would always suggest that if you are going to buy them, you purchase them from a reputable provider.